Hilariously Melbourne. Get a hilarious adventure into work every morning with Phoebe, Beb and Nick. And get an epic adventure into art at The Loom, Melbourne. Australia's first digital art gallery. Visit now to see the work of Vincent van Gogh like never before.
101, this is the Fox. Oh, we are live, Phoebe, Beb
and
Nick.
Yes. Woo! Dear Fox. Do you know, I was driving here this morning and I thought, oh, that weather's not great, the rain. And there was this part of me that thought, no, no, Deer Park will not let us down. And look at you! You all came! There, this is already going off.
I can't believe how many people here when it's wet, it's raining, it's fucking...
It's his first day, isn't it?
We are at Deer Park. I spent a lot of time out here.
Fev's back out west.
I feel
for 10
like I'm back around
here,
with all the footy boys and we're sitting around the table having. This is where we used to have dinner.
Well, right
on
here
on a Thursday night. Yeah, where all the people standing. We used to have our tables out here, and the coach would get up and read the team out.
Does anyone remember Fev from when he played at Deer Park?
Yeah, of course I do.
We won. Here we go.
Flags, mate. Flags.
Do you want to get photos with him, selfies?
Yeah, of course.
Here we go. You'll be having a busy morning, Fev.
101.9 The Fox.
I really get torn at Brekkie and the Burbs because it's sort of half dance party, half radio show. So thank you, Deer Park. You have absolutely brought it this morning.
One third dance party. Me and Nick don't really dance.
Now, I didn't dance at my wedding.
I don't know whether there's anyone listening, wherever you are in Melbourne, in Australia, anyone here at the Deer Park Club, anyone getting ready for a marriage, a wedding?
Yep.
Anyone engaged? Oh, you are, Fev. Still. I went to your Bucks party 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So a bride-to-be has sparked outrage online because she has put together a contract for everybody in her bridal party.
Oh, walk away from that. Everyone walk away.
So they all have to wear coordinated outfits. They have to have their hair a certain way.
Yeah.
They have to sign that. I think it's the signing of the contract because this isn't that foreign to me, and I've been a bridesmaid a number of times for my friends, and I won't say their names because I think it's...
Rank them best to worst.
Go on, do it.
I think it's acceptable for bride. It's your day. It's going to be the best day of your life.
No. It won't be.
I know. I tend to agree with that, but... They do get very intense. And I had one bridesmaid, I went and got my hair cut about 3 months before the wedding and she was mortified. She actually said to me, what have you done?
Did she kick you off?
She didn't kick me off, but she was...
Didn't someone kick you off or was that a friend of a friend?
That's another story I wouldn't have brought up. But
That was off air.
Do you remember, it was like me, I'm going to say 2005, and it was sort of like everyone was getting little like chocolate stripes in their hair that sort of look. So I did one of those. It was horrible.
And that would look good.
I didn't. I've still got the photos. It just did. But she was really upset about that. And then I remember on the day, 131060, by the way, if you've experienced, even your friend has been a bridezilla or you're prepared to out yourself. On the day, my friend, she got married at the Toorak Church somewhere, that big one. I think
that's where you got married. Yeah.
And then we went to those gardens, you know, the gardens next door. This is near Punt Road.
Yeah.
And she was with her now husband doing the photo shoot. And I was just hanging back with the other bridesmaid having a chat. And she cracked it because I wasn't carrying her train.
Oh.
It's like, we've never had a fight in our friendship. And on that day, it was the first time she lost it. And I thought, I'm not a servant. Like, I'm your bridesmaid, but are you expected to wait hand on foot for the bride?
That's what your husband's for.
I would have thought so.
Yeah.
And his groomsmen.
They're my only experiences. Yeah. I can't imagine your beautiful wives would have been difficult.
Well, Alex did a lot of wedding photography, so she's obviously witnessed a lot of bridezillas in her time. So she was pretty relaxed. Mate, she was marrying a louche. She was relaxed.
Living the dream.
I was the stress one because I was about to get traded.
That's right.
As I walked down the aisle, the deadline was at 2 o'clock and I was going to go to Richmond. So I didn't know whether I'd, walk down the aisle, or Alex walked down the aisle and then I'll be a Richmond player at the end of it.
Wow.
But I didn't get traded, thank God. I wish I had gone in the... I don't know.
I was stressed because my wife turned up a few minutes late and I was just standing there going, oh, well... If it was going to be anyone, it was going to be me. But my mum was in the front row.
I did think
row.
I was lucky.
My mum was in the front row and she said, Nick, are you excited? Are you happy? And I said, yeah. And she said, well, tell your face then. Just getting roasted at my own wedding.
I think Schnooksy was a bit late because she was on a horse and carriage.
Oh, wow. Cinderella
style. Down Toorak Road. Yeah, this big beauty with Mia. It was beautiful.
Oh,
God, they look stunning. Gee, she's hot.
That's so good. Well, 131060... If you have been a bridezilla, you know a bridezilla. Have you, I mean, if you've had to sign a contract like this woman wants you to sign
would
a contract.
Would you sign a contract?
No.
No? Because you never want anyone to look better than you on your wedding day.
Yeah, but that's the roll of the dice.
But if she dresses them and goes, I'm going to put you in some real rank gear.
I've been in a gold lame dress and I said to her, I know what you're doing. Yeah.
Give us a call now. 131060 is the number. If you're in Deer Park, come to our producers. If you've got a live story, we'll take those as well.
Samantha in Caroline Springs. Hey, Sam.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Sammy.
Good. Now, are you dobbing yourself in? Have you been a bridezilla?
I'm a hairdresser for 16 years. And had many of bridezillas come into the salon. But one of my favourites was best friends. One was a bride, one was a bridesmaid. And she dragged her bridesmaid into the salon and demanded her hair colour be changed to match her bridesmaid's dress.
Wow.
Oh, and how did the bridesmaid handle this? Was she compliant or was she happy to do that?
She was... She didn't really know how to handle it. She'd been best friends since they were, like, really young, and she just was shocked. They were coming in for a trial, and the bride just decided that, no, that's not going to work with that colour hair.
So
I wanted
did.
The... She did... She No, she didn't.
What kind of interest? What was she going from, like brown to peroxide, or was it just a light?
Yeah, it was. It was going to be a good 10-hour processing. It was,
oh,
yeah.
My Lord.
Okay, that's outrageous. Yeah,
why
you would...
do brides just absolutely fall apart like that? What's going on?
Because they're nervous.
But
they're
think
about to marry
it.
The person they're going to stay with.
I get nervous. I don't make my mates marry a contract to stay the same weight. You know, sign a contract, sorry.
No, do you know what it is?
Marry a contract.
Think about it. A lot. Most girls, women, we all grow up seeing magazines, famous people getting married, and you go, this is my moment. Yeah. This is where I get to have a picture-perfect life. And that can just get, they can get carried away, I think. we've got another Samantha in Broadmeadows.
If I had to guess.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, Sam. Hi, have you been a bridezilla?
No, it was actually a family member. I was a bridesmaid until she asked an opinion on a dress and didn't like what I said and kicked me out.
Oh.
No. What was your opinion out of interest?
Look, to be honest, all I said was, I think the dress is a bit risky, but ask your partner, and she didn't like that.
Well, you can't ask the partner.
And then
can't,
how did
can't
she say
the dress?
No, it wasn't the wedding dress. It was before the wedding. It was the hair dress.
Oh. God.
Wow.
Did she cut you? Are you still talking?
Yeah, we're good now. For a little bit after we didn't speak, but yeah.
Did you go to the wedding?
Yes, as a guest.
Oh, wow. You got proper demoted, Sam. Mm.
No, it's still free booze, no pressure.
I tell you what.
That's a promotion in my eyes.
You've been to many hens parties?
A couple.
Are they fun?
Yeah, they
can
be.
Because bucks parties are
they're
good,
big, aren't they?
Fun, yeah.
Kat in Melton. Hi,
good
Kat.
Good stop, Fev.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kat. Have you been a bridezilla or have you been a bridesmaid for one?
A bridesmaid for one.
Oh, it sounds like it's gone badly. What happened?
We were out at the hen 2 weeks before, prior to the wedding, and the following day I received a call that I didn't buy her enough drinks on the night.
Wow.
And I took my sash off too early. We were at the Merriwell, and because I had it on all day, I took it off at 10. Well, that just didn't cut it.
You took your sash off and you got into trouble?
Yeah.
Did you continue on as a bridesmaid or was that it?
Oh, hell no.
See, emotions run high. Friendships end. This is really...
I didn't realise that this happens.
This is a thing. So maybe this is a good warning if anyone is planning to...
Surely you know your friend to be a bridesmaid before you get to that point. Surely you know what she's like. Mm.
Well, no, because I think it does. I think that's the whole term bridezilla. It comes out. They probably don't even know themselves. I think it's not a surprise no bridezillas rang. I don't think it's something they reflect on fondly.
You know, there was a wedding once and the groom got up and had all these pieces of paper underneath the chair.
Jesus.
Did not you know again. That?
No, it's a movie.
And said, I'd slept with your...
Yeah. Bev saw a movie once and he continues to tell us.
It is a true story.
True story.
It is a true story.
We've been with the best man.
Mm. He put it underneath the and he waited for everything because he wanted the bride's dad to pay for everything. And then he went and drank all his booze for free.
We've played him the audio from the movie where that scene happened, and yet he still commits.
We've had people call up and say it was true.
It's an urban myth.
Anyway. That's what you say.
Is my wife a bridezilla? She got angry because I didn't write a speech or vows. I just riffed it.
did you riff it well?
Yeah, of course. If you can't say...
She looks at you every day. She's unhappy.
Oh, no.
Thank you, everyone that called through on 131060. We are live from the Deer Park Club. Everyone has been waiting for this moment next. Justin.
1019, The Fox.
Pete, this has blown our minds.
Okay, this doesn't usually happen.
This is amazing.
A coincidence like this. We were just talking about bridezillas, and we had Kat call in, and she talked about... One of her she was a bridesmaid for a bride who got cross with her one night because she took her sash off. And unbelievably, the bride is here Deer Park Club. Liz from Rock Bank. Hi, Liz.
Lizzie.
Oh, God.
Liz, okay.
I'm stunned.
So you are the bride.
Got the coat's gone.
We just heard that you cracked it because Kat took her sash off and she... is this true? Is this the version of events that happened?
Yeah, no, I didn't crack it that she took her sash off. All the girls were just saying to me, I wonder why she took her sash off so early. Like, we had just arrived. It was 5-10 minutes into the night. But then it was the way that she was treating everybody. So luckily enough for her, she's made a bit more money recently. And I just feel that she kept on putting us down, basically, like, bagging other people's clothing because it wasn't up to her standard.
Yeah, okay.
And so when I confronted her that night, she actually did say she was sorry and didn't mean to hurt you, Liz. I love you. And I've got this all on recording because I actually recorded the message. Because I knew that she would lie. So I've got it on my daughter's iPad, which I haven't shown anybody yet.
Liz, you're a good operator. You're the one who's screenshots
ready.
Recording screenshots, text messages, hang on to everything.
Yeah, so it's definitely crap. It was just the way she is, her personality, just really, I've never seen it before. So I wasn't a bridezilla. I'm not a bridezilla. I'm not one of them. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I'm just recording convos on an iPad. I'm not a bridezilla. I'm a snitch, but I'm not a bridezilla.
Did you have the iPhone there and you just started?
So I called her from my phone but went into my salon, which is in my garage, and recorded it off my daughter's iPad.
Oh, wow.
And when I told her I recorded it, she goes, oh, why did you do that for? I said, because I knew you'd do this. Oh, I knew you would lie.
Yeah, right, okay.
So, yeah, I'll
well, what are the chances of that happening?
That's
you hear a story, someone calls
and I'm
in,
here.
And,
you got me.
We're phenomenal.
It to them, so thanks.
That's phenomenal.
That is
phenomenal.
Incredible.
Wow, what a moment.
Now, Liz, just before we lose you, I've just been reminded, have you called the show before?
Yeah. No.
What were we talking about? Hall passes?
Yeah.
Who's your hall pass?
The Lurch.
My husband, no.
Is your husband here?
No.
Okay, that's a problem.
Oh, beautiful.
Hey,
Brendan Favola, sit down. A big hug for Liz. There we go.
Bad luck, Liz. Liz, I just recorded this on my phone. You're in big trouble.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Yeah. Hey, just quickly, a big shout out to the West Footscray Football Club celebrating 40 years tomorrow. Get down there.
Number one ticket holder at Footscray over here, boxing.
And my brother used to coach the kids there at West Footscray Football Club. So I just heard from the prep. Hi. I forgot.
Hi.
I didn't get your name.
His name is John. John, he's the president of the West Footy.
Anyway,
West Footy. Thanks, John.
Tomorrow, though, school holidays start, and we'll be off air for a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Feb, you had a good holiday.
Yeah, I did. I had a holiday booked to the Gold Coast. We're not allowed back after our big night. No, but I had to cancel yesterday. So
we're there
for 2 weeks. So I'm shattered.
Well, because we've just seen some information that's come to light.
Oh, yeah?
And I don't know whether this has got anything to do with you cancelling.
Very interesting, this.
The timing of that screen freezing, Josiah. According to Sportsbet, who have already started the odds on the Masked Singer Australia, Brendan Favola is paying $17.
Really?
Oh.
Would that mean that you had to cancel your holiday because you're on the Masked Singer?
That's nearly one of the favourites, too.
I don't know. Troy Sivan, he's in at $15. And Meg Mack.
Yeah, Mackie.
Singer.
Yeah, she's
at singer. $17. Tones and I is coming in before you.
Yeah, well, she's not. She's overseas.
Yumi Stein.
Spoke to her yesterday.
Waleed Ali, Pete Hellier, Kylie Minogue is paying $10 and you're paying $17. Yeah. There's a better chance, I reckon, of Bigfoot turning up.
Yeah. So is there any, can we hear the word from your mouth? Any truth to this?
You know, we have Husey on our show a lot for Husey Tuesdays, and he's not allowed to speak about who's behind the mask.
No.
So I think that I'm not allowed to speak about who's behind the mask.
Because usually there's a big footballer type there. Mm. There's usually a sports person.
And it's shot over the holidays too.
And people have often guessed you've been under the mask.
Because they have. I get guests every year. And that's why, obviously, Jackie O is no longer doing it because she wants to go away with her daughter because it falls on the school holidays. Mm. So, but I'm staying in Melbourne. Which
I know, Deer Park. I think he's very tight-lipped about this. I'm not sure what to think.
You reckon he's a part of it, Deer Park?
Yes! They wouldn't have enough money, Boxy.
101.9 The Fox.
It's not often you get outdanced.
I did.
You just got outdanced.
Yeah.
I hope no one in Deer Park minds me saying this, but we did just find the best answer here. Claudia
was rocking it.
You just smashed that.
She's coming back.
Claudia, you were...
What's the trophy? Here
you go.
Claudia!
Claudia!
And I get the hug.
Yeah, I know.
I did dance with you, Claudia.
And I got a kiss. what a legend.
One of my favourite parts, Claudia, was when I went to push Bev off the stage, which is only fair because he pushed me off earlier.
Yeah.
Claudia did give me a dressing down, didn't you? You said no pushing.
No more pushing.
I know, sorry. Bad role model, but you were amazing. I think we could get you a gift card. We could get you something.
Yeah, you get something, Claudia. Woo! Party!
Nick's
legend.
Got a cug too.
There you go, Claudia. Nice. That's the first time Nick's ever hugged someone when he first met them.
I know.
See, it's nice, but it's nice, wasn't it?
I prefer to shake hands.
But that was nice. You felt good.
I prefer to shake hands.
Claudia felt good.
Well, she went aggressive with the hug. I like that. That's like you, though.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Just in.
Yeah.
Just in.
Did Josiah get a hug?
Everyone give Nick a hug before you leave. Everyone give Nick a hug.
No.
He needs some loving. Yay. Hug Nick.
I'm a happy man. I just like opening with handshakes.
You just said I'm a happy man the most aggressively way I've ever heard it said. I'm a happy man.
I'm content with my life.
He did also say yesterday he wants to get through these school holidays without COVID. So I think he wants everyone to
keep
his
distance. Mate, please everyone hug him. Give him COVID. Lock him down for 2 weeks.
If I miss another holiday, I swore.
You know what, talk about it.
Let's talk school snacks.
Yes.
Because an iconic lunchbox filler has been discontinued in New Zealand. Le snack. Did you have
French.
Le snacks?
French.
Yeah.
That's French. It is. Le snack. That's how you say it.
I think it's in a...
I love it. Cream cheese and crackers, man.
It's really good. You know, I just got them recently.
Yeah, my kids
and
love
them. Yeah, Trixie doesn't. And I'm eating them now because they're so good. They're taking me down memory lane.
Yeah, mate, they're beautiful. Not enough cheese, though.
So, yeah, they could... There's always an extra
always
biscuit.
Always needed,
always. Yeah, always. So, listen.
And how grim is that last biscuit you eat?
It's got nothing on it. This is yuck.
The best, actually, is when you get all the cheese on one biscuit.
And then you really scrape and then you use your finger and you...
Throw the other biscuits at your mates. It's how you eat a little snack.
And this is the second, in the last 12 months, this is the second snack that New Zealand have discontinued. They've gotten rid of pods.
Oh, they're falling apart over there.
Pods. What were your favourite?
Mars.
Mars. Yeah, Schnooksy was a Mars.
But
The pods are little chocolate, like the little sort of a biscuit, wafer biscuit sort of.
Yeah,
at the bottom of it, and a chocolate on top, and it had the feeling of a Mars bar or a peppermint.
Mate, are you looking at me? Of course I know what pods are.
You look like a pod.
Anyway, it's a worrying time because it could be a trend where New Zealand are starting to, and it might be all the fresh, healthy snacks, which are lunch boxes, which is a great idea.
Have they discontinued it because they've been able to get there? Because it's not made there?
They've been making them there.
Oh, have they?
So that's the point.
You don't think they ship out Le Snack cheese from France, like the finest French cheeses?
Oui. That's where your little cheese comes from. Oh, that Albiga.
Places for cheese.
Since we're talking about all the fillers in your lunchbox when you're a kid, let's talk about things we miss. Because my favourite time was when Mum would give me a lunch order at school, and it was always pink jam donut.
Yum.
Pink jam donut, the hot, like a hot dog. See, I don't know if kids get hot dogs at lunch orders anymore, do they?
This kid says yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
My daughter's school don't. She gets like pizzas, but they're just pretend pizzas. They're not the real
pizzas.
What do you mean? Like it's like just a healthy pita thing. Like,
oh.
Which is great. You know, that's really good. But
she does go to a school with only about 20 kids because that's like a high.
No, it's not. It's a local primary school. Do you remember Jupiter bars? Did anyone have Jupiter bars?
Jupiter bars?
How much did they cost? A thruppence? Like, I've never heard of that in my life.
A Jupiter bar?
Carob? Did you have carob? Little
carob chocolate?
Carob's what bad kids get at Easter.
That's me. That's what I got. It's not even funny.
Yeah, but it is correct.
I wasn't allowed to have normal chocolate because I had ADD, and every time I'd be Easter, I hated the Easter Bunny because he'd bring me carob and everyone else would get Cadbury, and I had to eat that crap chocolate and it tastes like absolute
death. It's awful.
It's
powdery and awful.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Why did you like it? So you had carob and Jupiter bars.
No, I didn't. I'm just trying to relive what was at my school because they were trying to be healthy, but this is like, you know.
Triangles. I miss Triangles. The Glug. Remember
they?
The frozen. What are the...
Oh, the Sunny Boys.
Sunny Boys, yeah.
Sunny Boys are the best, man.
Are they still rocking around?
I don't know. Can you get Sunny Boys?
What about Pop-Tarts?
Did you have them? Love Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts or the pizza pie, the pizza ones?
Oh, Pizza Pockets.
Pizza Pockets. Oh, sick.
Yeah. 131060, give us a call. Let's talk about what we miss from school. Or what used to be in the tuck shops before they got super healthy.
At my school, you could get for 50 cents a hot buttered roll, which is exactly how it sounds. Just a roll with butter on it in a microwave. And look at me now, shredded. So, you know what I mean?
In my lunchbox every day, because we were poor, we had a Vegemite sandwich and an apple. That was it.
That's it?
That's all I had, man.
No.
That's what I had for lunch yesterday.
All I
You'd
had.
Be starving.
Well,
Vegemites?
It's all I had.
Really?
Apple for play level, like recess.
What about...
It's one of the good things.
And then when I got a bit bigger, you just steal everyone else's food.
That's what I was going to say. When you're the bully, the world's your
you
lunch.
Go to all the rich kids and go, what's in your lunchbox, bro? Give it to me.
Oh, that's not...
No, I never said that. Yeah, I never said that at all.
Yeah, you just
I said, my mum's got no money. Can I have some of your...
Do you remember Ovaltinis?
Yes.
Ovaltinis like the Milo as well.
Yeah. You get the do you remember getting, like, chicken twisties, but you'd smash them all up and then you'd have, like, chicken, like, confetti?
I felt the Ovaltinis made your mouth real dry, though.
Yeah,
there's
did.
Something in
I
it that
like.
Makes you want to have a drink.
They weren't what you wanted. Do you remember chickadees? Anyone know
chickadees? Were good.
Hey, chickadee, why What's so the... blue? I'm chickadee chicken. I got something for you. New chicken chickadees are out of sight. They're really cosmic. Here, take a bite. Mmm, real chicken flavour. Real chicken taste. Now me and Golden Chickadee, you got to fly. We got more inventions up in the sky. So whatever you're feeling, hard to please, rock to your shop for a pack of chickadees. Oh, chicken chickadees. They're real good fun from your neck to your knees. Remember those?
All the kids just looked at you and said, that lady's not well.
You know where that wasn't fun? My ears. That's a terrible song.
We're talking about the things that you used to love in your school lunchbox because every month something's been discontinued. The snacks are no longer being made in New Zealand. Pods, they've gotten rid of them over there.
Kids now, I'll see a lunchbox and there'll be an apple and a banana and a kiwi fruit and whatever. And you go, just get a fruit roll-up. That's all of your fruit rolled up conveniently.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Toby has them. She loves them. But they're a bit sticky. It's so hard for parents to make a lunchbox because you're not allowed to have Glad wrap. You're not allowed to wrap things up.
Well, we are at Trixie's school. She's got to bring the rubbish home. So that's great because...
What, they don't have bins there?
No, they don't have bins.
No, you're not allowed to.
You're not allowed to put
if
them
you've
in.
Got, if I
They've
put
made them so bad, bro.
I've tried the beeswax
wrap.
I'm sure we'll get advancements in
crap.
Environmentally sound things, but at the moment, Glad wrap does the trick, and it keeps it fresh. And we do recycle.
Are you a healthy boxer?
I am, depending on what my week's like.
Yeah.
Sometimes I am cut veggies, hummus.
So that's a Monday.
And then by the end of the week, lunch order.
Well, my older girls are all lunch orders because they can buy from the canteen and they just tap their phone.
Of course.
So you just transfer money and they tap because it's easier and it's probably cheaper.
Yeah.
But Lulu, Toby is a pack.
Yes.
Because she's three, she sees what other people have and she's like, I want that in my lunchbox. So you got to go get it. It's like, those parents, they put everything in there, real good stuff.
Really?
I don't like them.
A lot of effort.
They annoy me.
Kelly in Fitzroy. Hi, Kel.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Hey. Having fun at Deer Park. Wish you were here, Kel.
Thanks.
But what did you have or what do you miss from your lunchbox?
So tell me you guys remember Polly Waffle.
Yes.
They
came back.
Did they? Because they got rid of
remember
them about...
we spoke about this. They came back a couple of years ago. They were in the purple wrapper with the marshmallow.
Really?
That's right. Yeah, they came
they're back.
Are they actually?
Yeah. Are they back still now?
I'd assume so.
I think so. I don't know.
They would have break our hearts twice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the good old...
Yeah, Polly Waffle.
Did you remember that was always a Polly Waffle or a Chiquito? You'd accidentally get the wrong one. Do you remember Chiquitos?
No, they were yuck.
They were yuck.
You didn't
I
like
agree.
Them?
No,
oh, no, fine.
Didn't like a Chiquito.
You would like them.
I'll put any chocolate in my gob.
Thanks, Kelly. Rhiannon in Frankston. Hi, Rhiannon.
Hi.
Rhiannon, what did you have in your lunchbox that you miss?
Dunkaroos.
Oh my God! Little
Dunkaroos.
They're like the little kangaroo biscuits.
Yeah, and you could dip them in it. They had a vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry.
Yeah, they were good.
Oh yeah, do they still have Dunkaroos?
No.
Yeah, no. Yeah. We got some nodding here in Deer Park. Let's find some Dunkaroos.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah,
they were good.
Okay.
Not real good for you, but they were good.
Oh, I haven't tried one. I'd like to. Emily in Altona Meadows. Hey, Em.
Hi.
Close.
Hi. What do you remember from your lunchbox?
Well, it wasn't in my lunchbox. It was just at the school canteen. And it was a potato cake and gravy roll.
Oh, yum.
I've never had that, but I really want to.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm imagining it's a white bread roll.
Yeah.
With the potato cake and hot gravy.
And the gravy in it.
Just heaps of gravy.
Yum.
Of course, that is a white bread roll.
Yeah.
You're not putting that on multigrain. For a bit of health there, I'm a gravy potato cake.
Let's
roll.
Check your own server.
1019, The Fox.
Who wants Justin Bieber tickets?
It's time to win Justin Bieber tickets. Oh, just sing it's Bieber Okie. Oh, we'll send you if you wanna go. It's Bieber Okie time.
Oh, wow.
That was horrible.
James Blake.
James.
So sorry.
Oh, my God. That was your last one, too.
Yeah, and so the voice booth that I did that in has had... I think we've had Rihanna in there. We've had Hamish and Andy in there. We've had the Webjet voice guy in there.
Yeah.
I'm the last person...
The Webjet voice guy.
Is that why we have to move buildings, James? Because you sang in the voice booth.
Broke all the windows.
Cursed.
I'm so sorry.
Now, the moment that many people have been waiting for here at the Deer Park Club, it is Bieberokie.
I have the double pass to Justin Bieber in my little hand.
Here we go. Ooh. Now, first contestant is Lucy from Taylor's Hill.
Lucy. Oh, it's Lucy.
Lucy, have you got a fresh tattoo on your arm?
No, it's my dog.
Oh, that's beautiful, but it is a tattoo.
It is a tattoo.
Did it die?
No, it didn't.
Oh.
Don't.
Oh, no,
she just turned 3 years old.
I just thought she got it on because
I know, but my daughter said the same thing.
Yeah.
It looked like someone
died. They've got the same brain as a child.
Yeah.
Now, Lucy, what are you going to be singing for us?
I'm going to be singing Beauty and the Beat.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, here we go, Deer Park. Put your hands together for Lucy. Off you go. Yeah.
'Cause all I need is the beauty and the beat who can make my life complete. It's all about you when your music makes you move. Baby, do it like you do.
Well done, Lucy!
I'm so sorry! That was so horrible!
No, you're first! Congratulations! That's a really brave thing to do. Big round of applause for Lucy!
And don't forget, Boxy, if you come second or third, you also get a Visa $50 gift card.
Oh, yeah, no one walks away a loser. Now we've got Luke! Luke,
come
on, Luke.
Luke's got all the fans in the back.
Now, I like this. It's pressure on you, Luke, because you're winning this ticket not just for you, are you? Who wants to go?
I'm taking the boss's daughter.
So your boss.
Oh!
It's not a date.
But boys, think about this. The boss has asked Luke to come up here, so he's got to deliver the poor thing.
Yeah, you must be a good kid, though.
Yeah, lovely thing.
Or a good kid or a bad worker. Get out of the office, mate.
No, guys,
you're useless.
You won't go, though. You'll give them to her. Or you're going to go?
No, it depends. If the boss wants to go with his daughter, I'll let him go with
her. See, lovely guy. Aww. You're a lovely man, Luke. A lot of pressure on this. Your job kind of depends on it, yeah. So your boss might not be happy if you don't win. What are you going to sing for us?
Baby.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, okay. You are.
Good one.
Good luck. Big round of applause for Luke Deerpark. It's a high-pressure situation. It's really tough, Luke. You're doing a great job. We'll sing with you if you need help.
Oh. Oh. You know you love me. I know you care. The shout will never, and I'll be there. You are my love. You are my heart. And we'll never, ever, ever be apart. Are we an item? Girl, keep playing. We're just friends. Girl, what are you saying?
And I was like, baby, 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 oh. Like, baby, 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 no.
Well done, Luke. You did a great job. Good work.
We've been reading ads from this week, Boxy, and I just want to remind everyone again, Seek, Australia's number one employment marketplace.
Oh, Luke, good job.
Mate, smashed it.
He walked out there with his head down.
Poor thing. Now, Kelly from Derrimut. Hey, Kel.
Hi, how are you?
Kelly!
Now, there's a pressure on you too, because your daughter wants you to win these.
Well, my daughter wanted to do this originally, but, yeah.
She's
too
out.
Little.
No, she had to go to school, so. So my husband put my name down.
Kel, how do you go with singing?
Not good.
Okay, well, do you know what? You just give it everything. We're
honestly
here for you. Aren't we, Deer Park?
Come on, guys.
What are you going to sing, Kel?
Stay.
Okay, come on, Deer Park. Get around, Kelly. Okay. You can do it.
I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even if that never could, I knew that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I feel like time that I can't. Oh, I feel like I can't feel the way. I'll be messed up if it can't be right here. Oh, 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 oh. I'll be messed up if you can't be right here.
Yes! Wow. Good job, Kelly!
Kel, smashed it. That is awesome.
Oh, a lot of pressure here, guys. There can only be one winner.
I am the judge. All right, guys. That was a great edition of Bieber Oki, our only edition we'll ever have.
Why can't it stay?
Oh. Oh, hello there, Dicky Knee. Look at little Dicky Knee popping up. It's an old gag for the kids. Don't worry, just an old gag. Lucy, there's a $50 voucher. Congratulations. There's a $50 voucher. And the winner for a dollar!
Which daughter to take?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Big shout out. What are your girls' names?
Miley and Harper.
Miley and Harper. Mummy did it. Leave it to
you. Thank you.
Well done, Luke. Lucy, you did a great job.
I got to check, too. Is this Luke's boss over there?
Yeah.
They're in the same top.
Oh, is that the boss?
Oh, no. Is this the boss?
Has he still got a job?
Are you Luke's boss? Come here.
Oh, no.
Is he in trouble?
Yes, he is. There is a job vacancy up.
No, he was good. He was good.
Thanks, guys.
He comes second.
Hey, give your business a shout out.
Yeah, give a shout out.
What's your business?
Nick's Custom Carpentry.
Beautiful. Jeez, that's original. What's your name, Nick?
Hilariously Melbourne. Australia's first digital art gallery, The Loom Melbourne, is an epic adventure into art. See the world's finest art transform into an awe-inspiring 360-degree experience. Buy tickets now. www.theloom.com. Located at the Melbourne Exhibition and Convention Centre. 101. This is the